Hello, everyone. This is Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com. Welcome to podcast number 5 in our 2015 Avian Awards voting podcast series. Year number 4 on this in-depth look at the nominees for the 2015 Avian Awards. Lots of history there in the earlier episodes. Go ahead and listen to one. You can also listen to yesterday's. We had a really good topic of discussion about politically correct terms used in porn marketing. Posted that this morning. If you hear some noise in the background, we are in the middle of a massive storm here in Southern California, so it's a good day to be sort of curled up in the office here and talking to you guys. Thanks for tuning in. My site, RogReviews.com. Please take a look. Today's podcast is not sponsored, so please click on any of the links you see on the site, specifically StreamMate if you want some great live entertainment. The best webcam network on the web, I believe. So take a look at them. We're going to get right into it. I'll sort of go along. Again, do listen to number one if this is your first time. Welcome. I would love to get some new feedback from all of you. There's a feedback button at the bottom of this page if you read it on RogerReviews.com. If you found it somewhere else, I am looking to get these maybe put on iTunes or something similar so people can find it. DM me at Twitter, Roger T. Pipe, or Rog at RogerReviews.com is a good way to get in touch with me. If you go to AVN.com, in the upper right corner it says AVN Awards. Then in the left corner, next to the logo, nominees. We're about a fifth of the way down the list of this massive, massive nomination list. We're starting with the boobs today. So our topic for discussion, in continuing with yesterday as well, as far as what terms we can use in marketing, boobs. We're starting with boobs. So what makes a truly great set of boobs for you? Speak up if you're a lover of small boobs. We don't have best small boob release, only best big boob release. And how about best natural boobs in the history of porn? Give me a top list. And maybe best fake boobs in porn. A name that comes to mind right off the top of the bat, Julia Ann. Julia Ann has amazing breasts, real or natural. They are fantastic. Natural, tough to top Gianna Michaels, but Christy Canyon, Siri, Alex Chance, there's some good ones. So anyway, give me your favorites. Best big bust release. Baby Got Boobs 14 from Brazzers. Big Breast Nirvana from Double D Exquisite. Haven't seen that one yet. Big Busty Workout 3 from Zero Tolerance. Big Tit Centerfolds from Kevin Moore. Big Tit Fantasies from Reality Junkies. Really like that. Big Tits Round Asses, great series from Bang Bros, number 33 was nominated. Big Wet Breasts from Jules Jordan, that was one of the William H. titles. Bra Busters 5 from Jules Jordan, liked that title. I Love My Sister's Big Tits from Digital Sin. Again, these sort of hybrid niche movies. James Dean's Big Move Massage Movie. Rack City Titty from Arrows. A-I-R-E-R-O-S-E. Mike Coolidge, how do we pronounce that? Arrows, I would assume. Stacked from Hard X, awesome movie. Tits and Tattoos from Burning Angel. And Young and Blossomed from Kelly Madison. Now, there's an amazing set of natural breasts for you. Kelly Madison is pretty amazing. Good list. Wow. Big Wet Tits 13 was good. I liked Stacked from Hard X a lot. Bra Busters 5 from Jules Jordan was really good. Interesting things on this list. The I Love My Sister's Big Tits from Digital Sin. They're doing a lot of the incest and step incest now. So basically what you have is two different niches coming together. You've got the big boob niche, and then you've also got the sort of incest niche that sort of come together and create sort of a really specified title. This reminds me a little bit. I actually contributed to a book called Porn Philosophy for Everyone, How to Think with Kink, which is available on Amazon. You can click on my site and order it for $16.45, actually. It's a great book. It's a collection of essays by a number of writers, many, many, many better than me, by the way. But I did a chapter on sort of the evolution of porn and how back in the day when there were limited distribution points, when you had to go to an adult theater, how movies had to sort of cover everybody. You had to make, when you made an adult movie, if you were going to reach the market, you had to make something that was generally appealing. And how technology has changed to make now distribution points, they're, again, there used to be maybe one theater for every million people. I honestly don't know what the numbers were back then. But now, you've got 2 to 3 distribution points for each person. You've got their mobile device, you've got their tablet, you've got their computer, you've got their television, all these distribution points. So you don't have to make a movie that appeals to the whole audience anymore. You can make a movie or a scene or a clip that appeals to 10 people. And if you sell it for $15 and you make $150 for your 15 minutes, you've made money. And it's actually gone on. I wrote this about 4 years ago, and it was really interesting researching it and sort of following, you know, how VHS changed it and then DVD even more, and now computer, and how porn for mobile is really big. And it sort of ties in with some of the things we're doing with the PR and marketing I'm doing for Pipeline Multimedia, creating microeconomies for adult performers, and how that's drastically changed the industry. And I know I'm kind of off on a tangent here, but you know, do you guys really want to hear me drone on about nominees all day? Probably. But the point is, we've got this. These are big boob featured movies. The Kevin Moore series, Big Tit Centerfolds. Kevin's got Panty Pops, where he girls wear panties and he comes on them. He's got Big Tit Centerfolds. He's got Tit Fuck Cream Pies or whatever it's called. I think that's what it's called. So each one is designed for a specific something. Brazzers Business Market, Big Tits at Work, Big Tits at School, Big Tits in Sports. They're obviously, the big tits are obviously important, but each sort of fantasy is customized and sort of down a certain alley. And I think we are seeing some of that. Now, I'm looking on Amazon to see if there are any reviews of the book. Let's see, here's one. I like several of the papers, such as Woolard's Cheating with Jenna, which draws useful distinction between cheating on one's partner and getting sexual enjoyment from porn, which makes a worthwhile point. Uh-oh. And Roger Pipe's Something for Everyone, which provides a useful history of porn. Both of these articles, as many others in the book, could be useful in an undergraduate course. How cool would that be? My chapter being taught in an undergraduate class. That would be pretty funny, I think. Wow. So, yeah, there's some Michael Austin, Fritz Alhoff. I believe Graham Panante wrote my friend Graham wrote the introduction for this book. It was a lot of fun. Really was. Let's see. Yeah, Graham wrote the foreword. And who else wrote pieces for this? Dave Monroe was the publisher. It's really good. I read the whole thing. The Cheating with Jenna piece was very good. There's a piece in here on celebrity sex tapes that I found myself kind of wanting to contribute to that one. Yeah, the actual title of my chapter is Something for Everyone, Busty Latin Anal Nurses in Leather and Glasses, because that seems to be how specialized the adult film world has become when you compare it to the old days. Even when I started watching in the 80s, how sort of generic everything was. The running joke was there had to be a girl-girl scene in every movie because you had to give something to that audience. It was sort of before there were girl-girl movies, before there were all anal movies. Okay, I'll get back to it. If you want to talk more on that, somebody chime in and say, hey, no, talk more about that. Whatever you like. If you like or don't like things, just chime in. You know, Houston Don's doing a great job of contributing. But somebody else, too, if you read it, or read it. I'm so old school. If you listen and you like it, let me know. Okay, now we go from boobs to butts. Best big butt release. I'm not going to read everything over. Big Wet Ass is 23, goes along with Big Wet Tits 13, so apparently asses are more popular than tits. Is a really good one. Church of Buddhism 4 from New Sensations is really nicely shot. I like Fat Ass White Girl 7. I did like that one. It is from my buddies at Morally Corrupt, who still refuse to answer emails. Way to treat your affiliates, guys. Wet Ass is 4 from Jules Jordan was very good. I got some more I need to see in that category. And then we skip forward to Best Boy-Girl Sex Scene. Now think about this for a second. Think about the massive undertaking that is this category. okay? Of all these sex scenes released, all the boy girls, these are the best. Aftermath, Wicked Pictures, Jessica Drake, and Tyler Nixon, scene 8. Have to go back and see which one there was. The two of them, I think, had 4 scenes in that movie. There were some great ones. By the way, review on that one is coming out soon. Check it out. Aftermath is a beautifully done love story. Jessica Drake is, I believe, our industry's finest actress ever. There, I'm putting my name on it. I don't think anybody has ever been as good an actress as Jessica Drake. So somebody prove me wrong. Bang Bros 18, Daisy Hayes and Mike Adriano. Have not seen that. Bang Bros has not sent their screeners yet. By the way, again, thank you to the companies that continue to send DVDs for screeners. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Jules Jordan, Wicked, Devil's Films, Vivid, Pure Play just sent a bunch of stuff from Lethal Hardcore and their amateur stuff. Hard X, Reality Junkies sent them. No box covers, but at least the discs. So really appreciate that. It makes it so much easier. Just got another password today. Kickass has decided to go with just the online stuff. And you know, I said I was still going to review Evil Angel unless somebody wants to let me pay for shipping or something so I can actually have the discs to make it easier. I'm not sure what I'll do with Kick-Ass. We'll see what categories they're nominated in, because to be honest, it's just not how I do things. It's not how I'm set up to watch porn. So it's gonna create issues. Brandi Aniston is fucked from Deviant. I got that. I haven't watched it yet. I want to see it. Haunted Hearts from Wicked Pictures. Dana DeArmond and Michael Davis. Gene fucking from Kelly Madison. Adria Fox and Ryan Madison. I did see that one. I like that scene a lot. Modern Romance, Wicked Pictures, Aaliyah Love and Ryan Driller. Lots of Wicked Pictures on here. Nikki Benz, Jungle Fever, Nikki and Lexington Steel. That was a great movie. It's right here, actually. Where'd it go? My wife's dog runs into the office on occasion and knocks things over. Really good movie. Lots of scenes. That was a great scene. Not Jersey Boys, XXX, Carmen Caliente, and Chad White. That's interesting. I wonder why they picked that scene from that movie. I just reviewed that yesterday. I would not have picked that. Well, hold on. Okay, my favorite scene in that movie is not a boy-girl. It's a boy-girl-girl. So, perhaps. Riley Goes Gonzo. That's a movie I'd forgotten about from Axel Braun and Wicked. Riley Steele, Eric Everhart. That's a good movie, especially if you really like Riley Steele. The Sexual Liberation of Anna Lee from New Sensations. Have not watched that. I do have it here. Silhouette from Girlfriends Films. AJ Applegate and Bruce Venture. Super Cute. Hard X. Lola Fox and Manuel Ferrara. Sweet Petite. Jules Jordan Video. Riley Reed and Ramon Nomar. Voracious. Season 2, Volume 1. Annika Albright. James Dean. Great scene. What I don't see on here, though, from Voracious is... hold on, we'll go back. Young and Glamorous 6, Jules Jordan, Dakota Sky, and Clover. What I don't see, and this is one thing that Sawyer Cleavage wanted, people and scenes that I thought were left off. Yeah, from that same Voracious series, Stoya and Rocco Siffredi is an absolutely ball-busting hot scene. And though it's cut into several chunks, the bondage theme scene between Stoya and James Dean in Voracious, I believe, was definitely overlooked, taking absolutely nothing away from the Annika Albright-James Dean scene, which was really hot. I do think we may have missed the boat here by not getting one of those two Stoya scenes on this list, because they are truly, truly fantastic. I also find it interesting that there are no Asa Akira scenes here, and she's one of the most dynamic performers going. I also wonder, since there is best anal scene, if these scenes did or didn't have anal in them. Going to do a quick research here. Let's take a look at rodreviews.com. Here we go. This makes for great radio. When I used to do the show with my partner Dan, he would love when I would do this. Yes, let's go searching the internet while people are listening, Raj. Fantastic. All right, let's take a look at Nikki Benz, Jungle Fever. and silence. Here we go with Lexington Steel. Yeah, it does not look like there was anal in that one. Okay, so perhaps these are non-anal scenes. Doesn't specify, but certainly that could be it, which also mostly does anal, so that could perhaps be it. Now, best celebrity sex tape. This one could take us a while. It could take us to the end, because I think we kind of have to get to the point where have we seen the best of this genre? And let me read the nominees. Farrah 2, Backdoor and More from Farrah Abraham. Look, Farrah's, well, nominees first. Mimi and Nico, Scandal in Atlanta. Myla Sinanj, The Anti-Kim XXX. Tammy Aaron, The Sex Tape, Tia Tequila 2, Backdoor and Squirting. Now, I like some of these movies. Really liked the second Tia Tequila scene. She's super hot. Love the Tammy Aaron scene. She's beautiful. Oh my god. I like the Myla Sinanj. Think she actually is a lot better fuck than Kim Kardashian was in hers. Mimi and Nico, I think, was completely forgettable. There's nothing special about it. Farrah Abraham is absolutely gorgeous. These are good-looking women. All of them. Even Mimi, very good-looking. Just the scene was nothing special. My question is, who? Farrah Abraham is a reality TV star from MTV. Mimi and Nico were VH1 stars. Myla, as far as I can tell, is famous for fucking Kim Kardashian's Leftovers. Tammy Aaron was famous for a little bit 20 years ago, and Tia Tequila is Tia Tequila. So I'm not sure that this is a star-studded collection. That said, the sex in these is getting a lot better, as they're clearly marketed to be sold, as opposed to, you know, maybe actually just taking your home movie and selling it the way some people did. Each and every one of these is shot better than the Kim Kardashian tape or the Paris Hilton tape. Now, none of these stars have that kind of star power, and they can certainly hope to eventually have it, but I just don't know. It's actually tough for me to vote in this category because the Farrah Abraham with James Dean, you know, hey, watching Farrah take it in the ass is pretty hot. Watching Tia Tequila take it in the ass, really hot. Tammy Aaron, I really like the Tammy Aaron tape a lot. And I forgot how much I like the Myla tape too. All right, let's take a look if we just go based on my ratings where we end up. Again, going to rogerviews.com, using the search Farrah, Backdoor, and More. That was a giveaway that we did back in February. All right, the Farrah Celebrity Tape got 10 out of 12. Not bad. Mimi and Nico got 7. Myla got 10, Tammy Aaron got 10, Tila Tequila got 10. These are out of 12. It's actually based on a sliding scale, A plus through A minus. Those are all A minuses except for the Mimi and Nico, which was a C plus. So that didn't help much. Wow. It's a tough one. Obviously, there's one that I didn't like as much. Myla got a 9. So I guess we would be looking at a three-way up at the top with Farrah, Tammy Aaron, and Tia Tequila. As far as how hot the sex tape was, that's how I judged it. If you're looking at star power, I think Farrah probably wins because she's the highest profile of the women here. I mean, Myla, as far as I know, is not doing anything, nor Mimi. Tammy Aaron is making the rounds as the former Pippi Longstocking. And Tia Tequila, I don't know what Tia's doing. So, I guess if I'm going to handicap it, yeah, I'm going to go with Farrah. By the way, on the subject of handicapping, I'm still totally willing to maybe come up with a voting pool to see if we can decide who's going to win. All right, that is it for today. Best Celebrity Sex Tape. You really can't go wrong with any of these, to be honest, especially any of the top four. Okay, so that's it. Drop me some feedback, Rog at RogReviews.com, Roger T. Pipe on Twitter. Click here at the bottom, say, yo, Rog, what up? That's pretty much all for today. Hope we covered some good stuff. Topics, don't forget, best breasts, real and otherwise, what you think of the hyper niche situation. Actually, I think I have some copies of that book here. If anybody wants to read one, let me know. I think they gave me some of those as part of what I get paid for the book. That's about it. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me at RogReviews.com. Take a look at StreamMate.com for great live entertainment. Tomorrow's podcast sponsorships are available, all that good stuff. Please tune in, and thanks very much. Have a good one.